Hey everybody, I'm having some very strange connection issues with this meeting. And for it to record to the right computer, it might cause us to delay the start time. So please, I brought two computers and one of them is not screwed up, but I need to, please be patient with me. I'm so sorry about this.
Breathing.
Hi, I'm apologize to everyone who's been waiting. There's some kind of, I'm having a very strange internet connection problem in Brookins. I was not able to access the internet in the Lyle Shields room. So I'm back in the office and then our internet was down in here. So I'm tethered to my phone and I think that'll work. But anyway, that caused a lot of you to have to sit in the waiting room, and I'm so sorry about that. If folks who are not board members or staff wouldn't mind signing into the chat and indicating their agency affiliation, that's very, very helpful to us. And I should be able to get the agenda and documents pulled up in just a second here. But you might have a quorum at this point, Joe.
Have a great. I'm in my office today, so that's why it's a little different.
Nice office, Joe.
Well, thank you.
Sorry you're late at work.
Yeah, well, it just takes me about 20 minutes, 20. I mean, I live on the edge of Urbana and I work at Parkland. So it's about 25 minutes to get home, even going the highway.
Yeah.
So it's, rather just stay here, get it done and go home and be done, really done.
How was your son's event last week?
It was good. It was really good. He graduation was final yesterday. So.
Yay.
He is done with that, and he came by my office to sign up for his classes. He's choosing not to go to U of I route right away because he was accepted at U of I, but he said, hey, no, Dad, I'll go on your scholarship at Parkland. But thank you. It saves us a little bit of money.
Stephanie, does it look like there's a quorum?
It looks so.
I think there is, and I'm going to mute myself, but I do have the agenda. Whenever you're, maybe I should show that now. Okay. We have a lot of participants today. I'm so glad I was able to find internet. Whew.
Okay, since we have a quorum, let's go ahead and call to order. Stephanie, can you please do a roll call?
Susan Fowler.
Here.
Matt Houseman.
Here.
Daphne Maurer. Elaine Palencia.
Here.
Kyle Patterson. Julian Rappaport. Julian?
You're muted.
Jane Sprandel?
I'm unmuted now, I'm here.
Okay.
Jane's here also.
Jane? Do you see her?
Yeah, I saw her earlier.
I saw her.
John Paul Joachim? Joe Omosagie?
Here. Let's move to approve the agenda.
So moved. Patterson.
Second, Fowler.
Thank you. So vote.
Ben Hausman?
Yes.
Is Daphne here yet?
Here.
How do you vote on the agenda?
Yay.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Kyle Patterson?
Yes.
Julian Rappaport?
Yes.
Jane Sprandel?
Here.
John Paul Joachim? Susan Fowler?
Yes.
Joe Omosagie?
Yes. Okay, I think it's my statement. I woke up this morning listening to Christine Herbin from WILL radio, and she was talking about a school district in New York, Rhode Island, that had found a way to cooperate with the mental health facilities out there. And I congratulated her on it, and I hope that's something that we could work on within this community to find a way in which our school districts and all the mental health facilities and workers find a way to identify and keep our kids from going through some really hard times. I know my son graduated yesterday, but one of his classmates did not graduate because he ended his life from depression right before Thanksgiving. And so it's been on my mind about how the schools and all the mental health agencies within the community could find ways to cooperate more collaboratively to provide services. It's personal, but it's also for our community. And it's something that I wish and I hope that we as a board can find ways to see if all these agencies present can help make that come to fruition. But Christine Herman said she would probably try to come to some of our meetings and see maybe she might be able to talk to some of the agencies about how we can all work together collaboratively. That's my 2 cents. Okay, we're moving to the meat of the matter.
Public input?
Oh yes, public input. Is there anybody out there who would like to say something, add something? Okay, it seems like no one is ready. So we'll go into going through the packet.
Could I do comments?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, real quick, and I'll try to keep them quick. This is, you know, in some ways the most important board meeting of the year. And I've been looking at it all wrong for a long time. I've been looking at it, at, you know, about all the things that we have to say no to, or at least that I've had to suggest that you say no to, because of affordability. And that was really tough to think about and put together. But there are things to celebrate too. I watched the County Board Finance Committee's discussion last night of all of the public comments that they've received so far, and ours did make it in thanks to Julian. Thank you so much for checking for us, because they were able to get, you know, figure out what happened and put us in there at the last minute. That was amazing. But you know, a lot of I've read the interim final rule a few times, and I think, you know, more than just mental health, a lot of what you have in front of you are services that really are focusing in some of the in some of the other ways called for in the final rule. There's a strong focus on equity in the final rule, as in your priorities and in some of the agency responses. And there is always, as always, a focus on low-income households and people with low income. So, I mean, that's the nature of this work. This is the poor people's mental health system. So I thought, like, you know, there are just a lot of really nice tie-ins between the work that we're doing and what the county board is working on now. So it's a very, you know, I know they're having difficult discussions, but from an outsider's perspective, it was a really nice discussion. I appreciated the observations so much. So anyway, I hope that this meeting doesn't take too terribly long. There are a couple mistakes in my memo that I'll point out when we get there. Otherwise, good to see everybody. We have a lot of folks tonight.
Yes. Okay. So let's get started. So as we go through it, I mean, we don't have to go through it word by word, but let's just take a look at if there are any questions in any of the categories about how much money was approved or not approved. I think Lynn and all the workers have done one heck of a job trying to find ways to make sure we balance it out and also keep the hopes alive that there might be some other funds later on in the year. So this is very difficult. I'm sure it was very difficult. So if you as we go start, let's just go through. Whoever wants to start with the conversation, we can work through that way.
There is the big mistake. Kyle, do you know where the mistake you showed? Was that in this memo or in a different memo? There it is. On page 5, I referenced the 2-year contracts, which were approved in November 2022.
Yeah.
Whoops. Okay. I think I meant to say 2020. So,
yep.
Okay. So that's one. I see Susan's hand is up. I just want to.
Okay, go ahead, Susan.
I'm so sorry, Susan. The other error that I made is in regard to one of the recommendations. There's the Head Start program, which had been 2 different programs and is now combined under 1. I did not mean to say offer a 2-year term for that one because of the changes that they could, really positive changes they could be experiencing this year with additional Head Start funding or other types of funding, that it might be better to do just 1 year for that whole contract. But so in one, I say 1 year, and then in the other section, I say 2 years in it. I'm sorry, I meant 1 year. Anyway, okay, so those are my big errors.
If those are the only mistakes, that's fine. It's fine.
The ones I know.
At least for me. I missed a number somewhere and missed 2 years instead of 1. That's okay. So let's go ahead.
So I just wanted to comment that I know that the budget is less this year than it has been in prior years. And even so, I think it was appropriate that Lynn and staff have recommended to go slightly above the budget. In the anticipation that there will be money that comes back, which often happens when contracts cannot be fully completed. But I also wanted to, and this may not be a possible question to answer, but raise the question of what is the possibility? Is it even 50% that some of the programs that we've put on hold or said that we would fund to their requested level are likely to reach that, because I think it's a reality check we need to have in mind, not only as board members, but also for the programs. If it's really not clear that additional money will come to the fore, then obviously programs that were funded at last year's level rather than the requested level need to do some quick work. And those that are on hold need to look for other funds and also do some quick work. So I just wanted to kind of clarify that before we started the discussion. I also wanted to say that I think it's really worked well to go category by category versus individual programs. So I support that. So now I'll be quiet and put my hand down.
Thank you for that.
I did have a follow-up question kind of about what Susan said, Lynn. When I was going through with the contract negotiation stuff, is that possibility of future funding from the ARP going to be in any contract negotiation at all? Or is that just kind of...
I'm sorry. Is it okay for me to answer?
Yeah, sorry. So you're best to answer that question.
You know, our contracts have lots and lots of conditions. It makes them really long and hard to read, but we're trying to cover every possible thing. So there's one, I would like to add a provision that's, it's included in here, that would go into every contract, even those that does, that we're recommending full funding for, just because it's easier to put it in all the contracts, that ARP funding could change some things. And then also the caution that you mentioned last time of, you know, like it's also short-term funding. So for people to understand that at the beginning is important. And then I'm suggesting special provisions for anywhere where we're funding something at lower than requested, but we're still going to fund it. That, and some of those are two-year contracts. So I figured out, you know, what happens if we get ARP funding this year to fund them at the higher level, but then we don't have it next year, like how much extra that would cost us. And it's only like 49,000 extra. So that's another $49,000 problem to kick into next year. But I wanted to, for those contracts, put in a special provision that says, if, you know, if the ARP funding comes, then we do this, then you don't have to revise your forms, you know, and, but if ARP funding doesn't come, by the end of that first quarter, we would want to revise the forms to match the actual level of funding. So just to give everyone some time, it does not answer the question that Susan raised about, you know, what happens to programs which we're not going to fund or we're funding at a lower than requested level. I do not have a total answer, just some guesses. So, yeah.
I don't think you would have a total answer for that because nobody knows. And we just hope that it those funds come through from monies for the county.
And the amount of money, you know, we have this really like sort of negative mindset built into our budget now where we budget for revenue to come back. That feels kind of bad, but it's better than not using the money. Like it shouldn't come back and not be used. Mm-hmm. So it allows us to reallocate, and every year I guess the amount wrong. So I don't, you know, a lot comes back, but I really can't even ballpark it. We do see right now some excess revenue is very, very likely to come back from some of the programs that have been stable in the past. So that's not good. Anyway.
Thank you. Any other comments before we start with the first category? Lynn, could you quickly please share your screen if you, so I can just.
So do you want me to go to the decisions?
So, I mean, we also want to do category by category and so forth.
Okay.
Yeah. So starting here, as we go through any of these, are there any questions about the allocations or how and why they worked out the way they did?
We're just talking about category one. Is that right? The first
category? Yes, just category one. I have no questions on my side here.
Do let me know if I should scroll.
Yeah, just scroll through. I mean, I think most of us have our packets with us.
It's a big category.
Mm-hmm.
Just to be clear, Lynn, I'm assuming at this moment that there's no change since the last time we looked at this. Is that correct?
Yes. Or
are there things you would want to call our attention to since then?
Well, no, I made a math error, but it doesn't affect any of the recommendations. It's a budget issue, but the recommendations are all the same. And I took out, we had planned to do a few fee-for-service contracts and then determined that they would not save us enough money on the back end to be worth the extra time that they would cause agency staff and our staff. So those are gone, or they should be gone. But otherwise, the amounts are the same, the suggested revisions and special provisions.
The recommendations are still pretty much are the same. So,
That's the end of that section.
Okay.
So,
do we vote on it now? Does anybody have any questions? So you want to wait to the end?
This is my proposed motion, but you all have that. So if you'd rather I stay on the page with the content, I can do that. And the page numbers match with the memo, but not with the board packet. I didn't even think of that. I thought I was being helpful. But
maybe not. That can be adjusted.
Sorry. Sometimes I try.
I'm willing to make a motion if everyone's ready. I don't want to rush anyone. All right. So with no comments, I'm going to make a motion to approve the CCMHB funding as recommended for crisis response and intervention, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum. Referring to pages 14 through 17.
I second that motion. Palencia.
Stephanie, go home.
Discussion.
A discussion, yeah.
So this is a lot of resolutions. Is this something that we can do in omnibus or that we would want to do in omnibus?
Yeah, that's what we do.
Because you guys just did the motion for the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The first one, and fine, just go one category at a time.
Okay, yeah, so I was asking if we want to do like about 8 roll calls or if we want to do an omnibus where we pass all 8 with one roll call. So I didn't know if, I mean, I guess then we would probably need to go through and discuss the rest of them. But yeah, I'm just trying to think of how we could not do 8 roll calls in a row.
Good point, Kyle. Thank you.
Well, that's why they're in categories, so that we can do, we can just vote on the category and not each one. That's what we did last year and the year before.
But I think what Kyle is saying, there's 8 categories.
Well, we have been doing those category by category. I guess we could change it, but...
to put a question to you. So would you rather vote 8 separate times or just vote once and be done? And Stephanie, is that, since you are probably, is that parliamentary move okay? Is that something you can do?
Never had it happen before, but I think Kyle is more of an expert than I am.
He holds his hands up.
You're in charge.
I'm not in charge. Joe's in charge.
Those parliamentary things just don't do much for me. So let's go ahead and vote on this, and then we're still, and if it starts becoming a little bit cumbersome, then we'll just put it all together and vote. There's a motion on the floor. So, and it's been seconded.
Daphne Maurer.
You're muted.
Yay.
Elaine Clencia.
Yes.
Kyle Patterson.
Yes.
Julian Rappaport.
Yes.
Jane Sprandl.
Yes.
John Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Susan Fowler.
Yes.
Matt Hausman.
Yes.
Joe Omosagie.
Yes. Let's move to the next round. So innovative practices, I mean, Champaign County is pretty good on that.
I think there are a total of 21 two-year terms suggested. And just for context, this year I think there were 10 and last year there were 20. So that's not, this is a, it seems like a lot when you look at it, but it is actually, you know, pretty on par with what we've been doing. The 10 that are multi-year right now are larger in dollar amount.
And as we saw that, because the ones for 2-year terms were just made things move a little smoother as we looked through it.
It's at least easier for us. I don't know if it's easier for everybody else, but.
I think it's a great idea where we can't have 2-year funding because it allows stability for the fundee. And it also makes our workload manageable. It also demonstrates trust in the fundee, and you certainly get their regular reports. So I applaud our continued use of the 2-year contracts.
Okay.
So anything on this innovative practices that, you, that sticks out to you? Or...
Mm-hmm. Well, Susan has a raised hand.
Oh, Susan.
I lost internet when we were right before we voted on the last set of contracts, so I'm not sure what the wording is, but I recommend approval of the proposed funding for this subset of contracts. And if there's wording, I'm happy to read it. Okay. I move to approve CCMHB funding as recommended for innovative practices and access to behavioral health services, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, pages 17 to 20.
I'll second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Elaine Fuencia?
Yes.
Al Patterson?
Yes.
Julian Rappaport?
Yes.
Jane Sprandl?
Yes.
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Susan Fowler?
Yes.
Matt Hausman?
Yes.
Daphne Maurer?
Yes.
Joel Mosage?
Yes.
Next one. This one has typically been the biggest piece of the pie, and I think partly because we've really encouraged agencies in this direction. Such a strong interest in children and youth that, you know, and then there have developed some really great collaborations in that realm. So it's, for the last few years, it's ended up being the bigger part of what you're doing. And I like that. I hope you like that too.
So it appears that if we're going to discuss, if we have any hesitations or clarifications, we can do them after with the motions on the floor at the point of discussion, right? So I'm going to make a motion now to approve the CCMHB funding as recommended for a system of care for children, youth, families, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, pages 20 through 24.
I'll second.
Any conversation, discussion?
A general comment. I've been thinking about Kyle's idea of the omnibus vote. And I think, as Lynn said, this is, you know, kind of the most important meeting of the year and the most important vote. And so I think it is very good to go through and vote on them individually and give us every chance we can have to think about what we're doing. So I'm glad we're doing them one by one, even though it, of course, takes more time.
I did have a quick clarifying question, and I apologize if this was covered at a previous meeting, but for the Up Center, Lynn, since we are approving the not the entire increase, that's for hiring new staff, if I understand this, is that correct?
Well, I think it's, yeah, I think they have staff and this would help to stabilize that. Maybe that also, it's been a long time since I reviewed the application, but yes, I think there is. Hopefully this recommendation is for enough to do that. What the difference between this recommendation and the full amount is the amount of surplus reflected in their budget. That sometimes is attributable to a simple error in filling out the forms.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to get some clarification since that is one where we are, one of the few ones we are increasing from last year, but not meeting the full amount. So that's why I just wanted to get that clarification. Thank you.
I think we had one of the groups have their hand up.
Yeah, hi, that's I'm Daria. I'm the programming director at Uniting Pride. And I can speak on that a little bit. So I actually had a question because I see us grouped here with children, youth, and families. And in our proposal, we actually discussed how we've increased our programs significantly. The last time we submitted our proposal, we only were running two programs, and it's increased to 10. And those include programs for ages 3 to 103. We have our oldest member currently is 91. So I was just seeking clarification if this is only funding our youth and family programs, or this would be funding those adult and older adult programs as well.
My intention was to fund the proposal as submitted. The priority that was selected was system of care for youth, for children, youth, and families, and maybe just because it had been before. But my intention was to fund the whole thing, but at the cost which appeared to be the actual cost, unless that was a mistake in the form, but I'm not sure. So yes. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense. Thank you. And yeah, it is also our intention to hire an additional staff person. I am the only staff person right now. So everything that you see is from me. Hello, I work a lot. And we have an amazing team of volunteers, but we are hoping to hire an executive director to help us and also help us with this new system of accrual accounting, which we are getting the hang of. But yes, and I don't believe that we have a surplus just as we're looking at our year-end budget. If we do, please let me know. I would love to use those funds. But yeah, I hope that that answers all of your questions. Also, while I'm speaking, I'm just gonna let y'all know that Pride Month is a couple days away. So happy early Pride Month. This year has been a doozy. Trevor just released some staggering statistics that 84% of LGBTQ youth contemplated suicide. So look out for your youth, do something for Pride Month if you can. But if you have any questions, let me know. Our president's also here.
Sorry. You know, hearing no further discussion, I move that we go on to the vote.
Yep, okay.
Al Patterson?
Yes.
Julian Rappaport?
Yes.
Jane Sprandl?
Yes.
Jean-Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Susan Fowler?
Yes.
Matt Hausman?
Yes.
Kathy Maurer?
Yes.
Elaine Plencia?
Yes.
Joe Omosagie?
Yes. Collaboration with the DD board.
I can move for the motion and then we can discuss afterwards. So I move to approve the motion, motion to approve the CCMHB funding is recommended for collaboration with the CCDDB for intellectual and developmental disabilities, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, pages 24 and 25.
Second, Fowler.
Any conversations or discussions? Because we already talked about the syllabus. There are no conversations, then we can go ahead, Lynn.
Jane Sprandl.
Oh.
Yes.
Jean-Paul Joachim.
Yes.
Susan Fowler.
Yes.
Matt Hausman.
Yes.
Daphne Maurer.
Yes.
Elaine Plencia.
Yes.
Elaine, I didn't hear you.
Yes.
Kyle Patterson?
Yes.
Julian Rappaport?
Yes.
Joe Omosagie?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I should have stopped sharing while you did the roll call. Sorry.
It's okay.
I'll do it right next time. Okay. could I share something?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm happy to wait and make a comment while you're not considering a motion, but just to let you know that the DD board was very, 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 very strongly supportive of those two programs and very concerned if you chose not to fund them for some reason that they would want to, you know, have an opportunity to fund them and I thought that I should share that with you because I think some of you also have a strong interest in the early childhood programming. So it's just very strong endorsement. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
So what is next? Oh, first one.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is.
Okay, these are the ones not recommended for funding at this time.
So are we ready for a motion?
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I will move to deny CCMHB funding described in this section exceeds allocation parameters, any priority, pages 25, 29.
I'll second.
Thank you, John.
You okay?
Am I right in interpreting that we are given two options for this? Like there's two different motions that we could choose from. So how does this relate to the next one?
Okay.
The next one is conditional. It's the first one is to deny the funding. And the second one is to approve the funding if a sufficient amount of American Rescue Plan Act funding is made available.
So yeah, that's what I was asking. So both of those motions are basically the two choices we would have to deal with this category. And one of them is to outright deny those applications that exceed, and the other one is to say that they're approved contingent that we receive the ARP funds.
Oh, I see what you mean, yes.
Okay, so yeah, I would definitely support that we pass the motion that is allows these to be funded if the ARP funds become available and not the one that just denies them.
Okay. So there's a third option that you all mentioned, like you all were talking about some programs that if we had a little bit of money available, it might be good for you to be able to consider those separately at a later time. So that's the third thing that's not in here because I think that would be like, we would bring you another decision memo if money was available, but not through the American Rescue Plan Act. Is that consistent with what you were talking about at the study session?
I mean, I think Julian brought up the point of if we have extra funding to fund the Champaign County Healthcare Consumers Disability Services, because that is a service that is greatly needed in the community and a resource that's very obviously it's lacking. So I think it's something that is a good return on benefit for the community and a good low hanging fruit to kind of tackle if we have extra funding first, more than funding, you know, everyone else fully first. I think maybe that might be something to discuss if we have excess fundings later. And I think to Kyle's point, I think what Kyle is kind of saying is to vote to deny this motion and approve the second one, correct, Kyle?
Well, we could avoid a roll call if the motion was withdrawn.
I'm very happy to withdraw it. I just assumed that there was a procedural reason why we had to do that first. But if it looks like we don't have to, then I will be happy to withdraw that motion.
And I'll be happy to second it.
Does Dr. Joachim have to second it?
I'll second it. Doesn't matter. I didn't. I thought we had to go through all of them. That's why I was.
And do we vote on that?
Nope, that's the whole point.
Yeah. Thanks, Heather. So, who's making a new motion?
I can make a new motion. So I motion to approve the CCMHB funding as described in the section exceeds allocation parameters, any priority subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, pages 25 through 29, in the event that a sufficient amount of American Rescue Plan Act funding is made available to the CCMHB and as soon as is reasonable after that occurs.
I second.
Okay, thank you.
Well, I guess I have a question about the language then. Whether we need to say only in the event that a sufficient amount of ARP funding is available, or is it clear anyway? I mean, is there a loophole there is, I guess, my question. So that an agency might think they have been approved for funding somehow. But if you put in the word only in the event, then
okay.
That would close the pause. I'm just asking that question.
Oh, I like that. I mean, it makes it a little bit more specific.
I mean, at this point, it's just implied where if it says only, that it's very cut and dry.
Yeah.
Does it need to specify that these would be fully funded or partially funded, or funding would be directed with a priority decision with regard to the extra money?
Well, I guess as described in the section contains the amount for each, the amount requested. So I guess it's in there.
I think what the question is if we only have partial fund, I don't know, if we get the American Rescue Plan Act funding, is it going to be like all the funding, or is it only going to be partial funding? Like, say we only get 100,000, then what do we do in that case? Do we have you present us with a new like memorandum, and then we vote on that and decide at that time what to fund?
That's what I'm assuming will happen. The way we've tended to operate, I think the way we've always operated, the executive director would, in any case, always present us with a proposed action when it comes to funding anything that we would have to vote on. So what we were now here doing is talking about our intentions, but I don't think it commits us to anything until we actually have such a vote.
Yeah,
I agree with Julian on that.
It doesn't commit us to giving money to every single one of them if we don't have enough to cover all of them. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Good thing there are no lawyers on this committee, or it would really be a longer discussion.
So is that... So we're going
well, to be that lawyer-y kind of thing, because the motion says to approve funding as described in the section, and in the section it actually says $0.
Where is the language in the memorandum that talks about the ARP?
It's on, I think it's page 11 or 12. And my page numbers are all messed up. I'm sorry.
So there's a on page 15 of the circled numbers.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Lynn.
Well, I appreciate that you're talking about the words of the motion, because this is there's a good chance I didn't get it right, and I'm glad that you're trying to get it right. I just want to say that my thought, and I think it's clear, is if you receive less than a sufficient amount of American Rescue Plan Act funding or some other kind of funding, you know, that it would be worthy of a whole new decision memo and, you know, presenting, because I think some of you have some real strong opinions about what would be a prioritized program or change. And I think it's fair to have that full discussion. So that's what I was thinking. But anyway, thank you for working on the words here, because we've never done something like this before.
So I guess to Matthew's point is, I guess instead of putting $0, I would put just TBD, right? Because we don't know how much we're going to fund those programs. So then it'd be clear at that point.
Well, I meant to fund all as requested.
Okay.
So that's TBD.
So the requested funding,
I think, just because if you read it, it says staff recommendation is to deny funding at this time and to fund in the event additional CCMHB revenue becomes available, and then it says $0 under each one. So
it's not going to work.
Yeah, because then I think just saying TBD.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure if there's some other phrasing that's more lawyerly that works more appropriately.
Yeah, I don't think that it would be wise to put the full amount in case we don't have the funding for the full amount. I mean, hopefully that would be great, of course, but if we have to make, you know, the tough decisions, we can't exactly put that we're going to give full funding. To be determined, it seems reasonable.
Well, if you did receive the full funding, like as I've requested from the county board, to respond to all the requests as they were proposed, it would be really great to just be able to do that. If we don't approve something like that now, then we will have to have another meeting to do it. So I'm really sorry I didn't get the words right. But the meaning was, if that funding is available and it is sufficient to cover all of that, that we would just do it, use it that way.
But what about saying in the motion to approve CCMHB funding requested by those agencies listed in exceeds allocation parameters, any priority? Subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, blah, 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 only in the event that is. So that if you say the funding requested by those agencies listed in that category, then you get their original request in there.
That makes, I mean, you're the writer. You got it. At least for my book, I hear it.
So do we simply need to modify the motion to express what Elaine just said? I don't have the papers in front of me because I'm out of town. Mm-hmm. Could someone do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Stephanie, did somebody write down what I said, or I'll do it again?
Well, I think Lynn did.
I sure did. I'm so happy about this. Thank you. This has been really difficult memo. So I really appreciate it. You said motion to approve CCMHB funding requested by those agencies listed in exceeds allocation parameters, any priority, subject to the caveats as presented in this memorandum, pages 25 to 29, only in the event that a sufficient amount of American Rescue Plan Act funding is made available to the CCMHB and as soon as is reasonable after that occurs.
Yes. You've got it. Good. Do you take shorthand?
Just really worked up about this.
So do we need to make a motion to amend the original motion then?
We can do a friendly motion if the motioner and seconder agree.
John Paul needs to agree.
I agree to the amendment.
I think I was the seconder, so Julian. I agree also. I agree. I accept the modification.
Yeah, that was 15 minutes ago or something like that.
Are we ready for a vote?
I think so, yes.
Susan Fowler?
Yes.
Matt Hausman?
Yes.
Kathy Maurer?
Yes.
Elaine Plincia?
Yes.
Kyle Patterson?
Yes.
Julian Rappaport?
Yes.
Randall?
Yes.
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Joe Omotwusage?
This is the exciting stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So now these motions are to allow you to do your job. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Well, I vote yes.
I'd like to move the motions because we expect you to do exactly what you've said you would do, and you have in the past.
Yes,
I don't think we have to discuss it too much, if at all.
So that first one, contract negotiations are not utilized very heavily. And a lot of, you know, if they are, it's probably something we're going to bring back to you. But it's nice to have that clause. The other ones will just add some language to the contracts that we think is helpful under the circumstances that we're all facing this year.
So can Susan move all three of these at once?
I don't know.
I'd like to do that.
Maybe Kyle can help us.
Four of them, right?
Four. All four.
Yeah.
Four of them.
Oh, four, yeah.
Either that or we do really fast roll calls.
Okay.
In succession.
Because they're relatively similar.
They all authorize the executive director to do what we would direct the executive director to do in order to implement the contract negotiations, the reductions as needed, and to to ask for the American Rescue Plan. I think these could easily be done as a combined four motion vote.
You could, or we just go through it one by one very quickly.
So do we need to move to combine the four?
So what would the language be to combine all four?
I think you could actually say, read each of the motions as a single motion and then vote. So it could be motion to authorize the executive director to conduct contract negotiations as specified in the memorandum, page 11, and to authorize the executive director to implement contract maximums reductions as described in the section special notifications, and to authorize the executive director to include in all contracts the COVID-19 provision, and to authorize the executive director in all contracts the American Rescue Plan Act provision in the special notifications. I've abbreviated it to say it, but I think that can be a motion, can be a single motion, unless there's a concern about any of the individual motions. In essence, we're saying that Lynn should move forward and do what we've asked her to do at all levels of negotiating the contracts and securing any additional funds if possible.
Yeah.
So do we need someone to second that motion?
Yes.
Did someone just second it?
No, I'm telling
you. I'm stepping.
Oh, okay. So Bob, I'll second it.
Thank you. Any other discussion, or we're done with that one? Okay. Stephanie, up with that.
Dan Hausman?
Yes.
Kathy Maurer?
Yes.
Lynn Palencia?
Yes.
Kyle Patterson?
Yes.
Julian Rappaport?
Okay.
Jane Sprandl?
Yes.
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Susan Fowler?
Absolutely.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. So all the motions for today.
Not bad. Oh, there's more.
So what else is there?
Oh, it's so important to us. You'll see. Well, here, this is just for information only. These are the comments that we submitted to the county board for the study session last night. I thought we submitted them prior to May 16th, but we were using the wrong email address. So we submitted them yesterday. But this is what they said.
So was there discussion of these specifically, or did you get some, do you have some feedback you want us to be aware of?
It was a good meeting. There are other people on this meeting who know about last night's meeting.
Or is it too soon to say anything?
Yeah, I don't, you know, this was, they're just, they have to have a public input process and then priority setting, and you know, they've got a lot to do and they've got some time to do it. You know, our requests have some urgency to them, or this request at least for number two, which is transfer some funds. So here it is, the behavioral health services are really clearly indicated as an eligible use within the rule. That doesn't mean that's the right thing for the county board to do, but they sounded positive about behavioral health generally. So, I mean, they have, I think, five times the requests as they will have available funding.
What's the date by which they need to make decisions? Do you know?
December 31st, 2024.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Government moves at a slow pace, Julian.
2024, did you say?
Yeah.
Well, don't hold your breath, folks.
So, it's a lot of money. There's a lot of real diversity of different projects that take different amounts of time to do. There's an aspect that certain funding will be put in the budget process, which happens in, our budget begins January 1. We pass that in, I think it's November. It's where we have like five different budget meetings leading up to that. But as far though, there is certain funding that, we're going to want to start making before our expenditures before the beginning of the new fiscal year in January, covering the balance, for lack of a better term, like the motion we did earlier. That's something that is a top priority. It does take 15 votes, which is 2/3 of the county board. But that's something that we anticipate that we're going to have the money next month. So I believe next month would probably be the time when we would take that vote. It's definitely one of my top priorities out of the gates of getting the money is to get that money transferred to the mental health board. And I encourage all the mental health board members, anybody here who's a part of an agency that's, not being recommended to be funded if the county board transfers that money over, I encourage you to contact county board members. Our contact information is on the county website. I'd recommend just Google Champaign County board members and you should get a link for it, but definitely reach out and encourage the county board members to vote for that.
Thank you, Kyle.
It seems like there's also I mentioned earlier, there's an equity focus. There's a behavioral health focus. There's a low-income household focus. There's also a focus on early childhood and on nonprofits. So, certainly like these agencies are all nonprofit organizations, some hit quite hard by COVID. So there's that aspect of it too. So, what I've heard, I've been to 5 webinars on the American Rescue Plan Act funding. And I've heard some people say, if you tie your use to as many of the eligible use categories as possible, that really strengthen, that'll strengthen that. I don't know if they're going to be judging prior or, there's a reporting requirement. So communities under 250,000 people only have to do the financial reporting. So I don't know, some of this, maybe we may be perfect for some of this, but no one knows yet. County board doesn't know yet, right? So. But you got some really good public comments yesterday. It was super interesting. Anyway.
Okay.
You ready for more motions?
Yeah.
We didn't think we'd get back to these funding guidelines so soon, but we really felt that we had to, because your funding guidelines were revised in late 2018, and then they're fully implemented about a year later because they migrate into the contracts and the application process, one step at a time. We have seen so many agencies struggle with the audit deadlines and with the cost of audits that we felt we just need to suck it up, make those revisions. If there are other things that need to be revised too, we'll do it another time. But this just seemed really urgent before we set up a whole bunch more contracts with requirements that are really difficult for agencies to meet. And also along the way, we had expert eyes on this. Elaine Palencia noticed that we were not mentioning that we require a CLC plan, even though we've required one for 20 years. And then at your study session, Julian and Matt Hausman came up with the idea of looking at a letter of engagement from CPA firms as early as possible in the process so that agencies have somebody secured to do the work, even though they have 6 months to get the work done, because if they're all going to the same CPA firm, it's going to be impossible for that firm to do everything in a time. That was a great suggestion. Fingers crossed that it will work. The other adjustments are to increase the costs that can be charged to the contract related to audits, financial reviews, compilations. We wanted to rename the auditor's checklist because one of the CPA firms really hated that name. So no reason not to, right? Financial accountability checklist. We also added accrual accounting as the requirement in there because even though that's been required forever, a lot of people didn't realize that. So we're trying to mention it more often in more places. And then the deadline change to give everyone 6 months from the end of their fiscal year to complete and submit audits, reviews, and compilations. But then after 6 months, no extensions. So if it's not available to us after 6 months, then we'll suspend payments for 3 months. And if it's still not available, we'll just cancel the contract until it's available again. Those, I think that's all of it. And the document with the changes highlighted is also in the packet.
I'd just like to say that I appreciate your being proactive and getting this, trying to get this in place before the contract negotiations occur. And I know that staff have been frustrated in the past with delays as agencies haven't had a consequence and have struggled to meet the requirements. So I think it's helpful for the staff, and it's also helpful for the agencies. It's a win-win, even though the penalty is clearer than in the past. The incentive is also clear.
And we wouldn't have known, this had not happened before, but now that it's happened a couple times, we realize we didn't really have, there's no end. You know, like we just wait and wait and wait forever because we never stopped it. So now we know, this is, I guess, how we learn and change our rules. Anyway, thank you, Susan.
And it's a basic thing about accountability. Accountability is more responsible. You can take accountability to what the fund has asked you to do. Then.
It's a little hard to hear you, Joe.
Hard to hear me? Okay, I'll stand back up. So I was just saying it's about accountability. And if there is an accountability to what the fund says, the order of responsibility of the client population to follow through at a right time. And if you need help, ask for it.
There's some sort of, I don't know what it is, in your microphone is making it very difficult to decipher the words, at least for me.
Oh. I have no idea what is happening.
You're garbled. But I did hear accountability. That came through loud and clear.
But technology always baffles me.
Well, is it appropriate to move the motion?
I think so.
So, Julian, would you like to move it?
if somebody, are the words written down somewhere?
Yes, right on the screen.
Oh, the screen. Okay.
Okay.
I make a motion to approve the attached draft of revised Champaign County Mental Health Board requirement and guidelines for allocation of funds.
Second.
Sorry about the typo.
So Lynn, I have a question. This is getting into those legalese type things. For the extension to the 6 months and kind of what will happen if they don't, the way I'm reading it, so in your updated section, so if the report is not received within 3 months, the contracts will be terminated and the withheld payments released upon submission of the required report. that almost seems like that needs to be broken up as a separate, again, somebody with better English and legal skills probably, but to me that makes, that seems a little off.
What page are you on?
I'm on page 59 of the packet, so 17 of the memo.
Okay.
But the big section, so it's the, it almost seems, yeah, like just the way it's written and the way it sounds to me that that and the withheld payments released upon submission of the required report, that almost seems to be broken out, because that seems more that it would be part of the, maybe I'm, well, also, I guess the question is, if the contract's terminated, doesn't that mean, why are we releasing payments? And that's some of my confusion with that.
Yeah, I asked you that too. And you said that still, if they were providing services, they got those funds, right? I've forgotten what you told me. You had a good.
It was a while ago, and I'm sorry I didn't respond by changing the wording. So I think the idea is kind of to protect both parties, that we would stop the contract so that the agency doesn't continue providing services infinitely. And there's a chance that the audit comes back with very negative findings, you know, like, so, I mean, I think that we would be obligated to release all payments. But if, you know, at some point they shouldn't have been going on because of their financial standing, then, you know, it's important to both parties to stop and, you know, stop providing the service, stop holding payments for the service at a certain point. That's what I was thinking, but I'm so sorry, I can't remember how our conversation went before.
I think what you told me was those withheld funds were for services already rendered.
Right.
That's why you had to release it to them, even though you were stopping the contract.
Yes, because if an agency doesn't submit an audit, like right now we have that consequence. If the audit is not submitted by the extended deadline, the payments are just paused. So they're still providing the services, presumably. If they're still providing the services, then we need to pay them for that period of time. We have an agency that's been doing that for months and months, and we're not paying them, but they're doing the services. So at some point, we're going to release a whole bunch of money to them. This doesn't feel right. You know, it doesn't protect either party. So, but I think I'm not answering the linguistic question here. I think I'm really missing how this might be better. Sorry.
So my question would be at this point, I think your intention is pretty clear that it, you know, but what's, does this require is, because given that this is essentially, I guess it's legal contract, mm-hmm. Does it require an attorney to look at it to make sure that it does exactly what you want done, and that there's, and it's unambiguous legally? Is that, we have access to legal consultation, do we not?
We do. Yeah.
So I mean, I don't know if it's necessary or not here, but that seems to be the type of discussion we're having. So if it's ambiguous, we don't want it to be ambiguous. So maybe we just need literally someone who's expert in contracts to look at it. Maybe we have somebody here, but I don't know, so.
I'm not an expert in contracts, but maybe if it read more along the lines of that, the funds withheld during the 3-month suspension due to the agency will then be released upon submission of the required report, that might clarify it a bit better.
So I'm not disputing anything that anybody's saying, only saying that if this is confusing enough to enough of us, despite our understanding of what the intention is, maybe it would be wise to actually have a contract lawyer look at it and make sure that in terms of a legal contract, this does exactly what Lynn intends it to do.
How about both solutions? I could change the wording to what Daphne just suggested, and I can read that to you. I can change that wording and you could approve it that way, and I could check with an attorney to make sure it's solid and come back to you if it's not.
Sounds good to me.
Because we were really hoping to incorporate new rules into the contract so that this audit deadline problem might not be so bad next year. Okay. It gets worse every year. It's so bad.
Yeah. It makes sense. And I think in some of the conversations we have had, it seems as if some of those contract situations are getting a little sticky.
And we don't want to destroy agencies with our rules.
Right. Well, this is a rule for you to follow. This is a rule for you.
This is because this is tax dollars, is, you know, why we have to have sort of a high level of accountability. So from between what y'all have suggested, if it read like this, if the report is not received within 3 months, the contracts will be terminated, period. The payments withheld during that 3 month period will be released upon submission of the required report. Is that better? And then there's language after that about eligibility and stuff. But that
would you want it to say something specifically to for services rendered, as you could, since that was your intention?
That sounds good. Yes.
I'd like that.
Okay. Payments for services rendered and withheld during that 3 month period. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So the payments for services rendered and withheld during that 3 month period will be released upon submission of the required report.
Yes.
And I think we need to say payments rendered in alignment with the contract in case.
How about services delivered in services delivered according to the contract?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not just any services.
Exactly.
Great. Thank you.
I'm getting increasingly convinced, Lynn, that you need to, when you're done with what you think is the intention of everyone, including yourself, that you actually do have a lawyer look at it.
I will do that. And one of the lawyers I would rely on for this has retired, but the other's still around. So hopefully they could turn that around quickly for me. But if you don't mind approving with this change, so that, like, just in case we got it right, is that okay?
I was gonna say, can we make that to the motion that is contingent upon review?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Is that something that we can do second? So we move and we approve it, and then it's contingent.
By the attorney?
Well, then these funding guidelines wouldn't really be approved until an attorney looked at them.
Right, so we don't want to do that.
Or December of 2024.
We can always rewrite them, you know. We can approve this and then rewrite them if we have to and approve that.
I think the clarification that we've come up with is makes it much more understandable.
So what is the motion?
Well, Julian made the motion, but I think that he needs to draw and make a new motion saying essentially the same thing, except adding
as amended.
As amended with the edits discussed during the meeting, something like that.
So be it. Do I have to say that now? I will say it if I need to. I'll say motion to approve the attached draft of revised Champaign County Mental Health Board requirement and guidelines for allocation of funds as amended by our discussion at this meeting.
Okay.
That's sufficient?
Kyle, do you agree to that?
Yeah, I mean, that seems fine. I think that it makes sense for us to pass it. And then, you know, Lynn could have a lawyer look at it. And if we needed to amend it, we could.
Are you ready to vote?
Yes.
Jean-Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Susan Fowler?
She had to step out.
Did she leave?
Yes.
Okay. Matt Hausman?
Yes.
Daphne Maurer?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Kyle Patterson?
Yes.
Julian Rappaport?
Yes.
Jane Sprandel?
Yes.
Omo Sagie?
Yes.
Thank you for that. As soon as I can get internet back in the office, I will send this to the attorney, and hopefully even by tomorrow, maybe he would have time. So thank you.
Thanks.
Oh, I guess agency information is next, Joe, not 211.
Yeah. Any agency information? Board announcements. Any board announcements?
Joe, what are you on? Are you clear down to board announcements?
Yeah.
No.
We still need to do some things though.
Oh, okay.
We have approval of the minutes as an action item, and we have an action item. And I think you have to ask for agency information if anybody wants to speak, which was agenda item number 9.
Okay. Approval of minutes.
So I'm looking at a different screen. That's probably why. So approval of county board meetings from April 21st. And April 28th. Can we do it together?
Yeah, you can do them all together.
Okay. Oh, there's another one. May 12th.
For the 12th of May.
All right. I move that we approve the minutes from the April 21st, 2021 meeting, 28th, 2021, and May 12th, 2021 study session.
I second that motion.
So move to vote. Do we all just?
No, we need a roll call vote.
Roll call.
Matt Hausman?
Yes.
Daphne Maurer?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Kyle Patterson?
Yes.
Julian Rappaport?
Yes.
Jane Sprandel?
Yes.
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Joe Omotosagie?
Yes. Next.
The return of the staff reports.
Staff reports.
They're back. People have been busy.
We don't have one from Chandra?
No, sorry about that. Okay. We missed that one. But this is our first ever staff report from Leon Bryson. Chris doesn't put his name on his staff report, but this is Leo's.
Any questions on the staff reports or comments?
Oh, board to board reports. Sorry, I got ahead of myself again.
Any board to board reports?
I try to keep in touch with Rosecrans through their board, and I assume probably Lynn could say more about this than me, but it appears to me that they're making a pretty strong effort to try to do something. We'll see what it turns out to be in the end, but they're trying hard, I think, to do something to deal with the problem of crisis intervention and with respect to legal issues for people who are mentally ill and so on, and to actually create some kind of a formal programming in that domain, which is pretty hard to deliver in this community so far. So I'm kind of I'm somewhat optimistic that they'll make a contribution in that area that'll improve things. We'll see. And I don't know if anybody knows more than what was publicly in the newspaper about the drop-in shelter, the place I'm talking about over on Birth Street there. They seem to have staffing problems. So that's not good. It'd be nice if, but you know, they're like everybody else, have staffing problems. So nothing earth shattering here, just sort of commenting on what I'm seeing.
You're commenting on see you at home, correct? See you at home.
Oh, see you at, yeah, that's, for some reason I was blocked. I think it has to do with my age. I'm blocking on the name. Yeah, probably you saw it in the newspaper that they have to temporarily stop doing what they were doing.
I don't remember when they were planning to reopen or restart.
I haven't heard anything new, so I'm not quite sure what the current status is. I don't know if anybody here.
I think it's mid-June.
Yeah, that's what it was expected at the time, yeah. But thank you. These are things that ultimately really do affect us, mm-hmm. So.
Just thank you, Julian. That is a really very large issue, set of issues that you bring up, but I appreciate that Rosecrans has made an application to the federal government for a CCBHC standalone. And it was a special opportunity that maybe, like, I don't know how much of this the federal government will actually end up doing, because now they have a plan to do CCBHCs across the whole country. But before that happened, Rosecrans submitted a request on our behalf. And I thought that's great. I mean, this is safety net stuff. This should be coming from the state and federal funders. And so I appreciate that they went there.
Right.
We'll see what happens, fingers crossed. There may be other opportunities. That reminds me too, we kind of need to be prepared to advocate with the state, because one problem with crisis services in this community is that they were not developed and rates were not set that are appropriate to downstate. They were all set with Cook County in mind. So we're not the only community that really struggles with this, but we do really struggle with this. So thanks for bringing it up.
Any other board to board? Okay. We'll extend to this.
It's a short one this time.
Sometimes that's a good thing.
It's short this time because this is the lowest that our funds ever get is this month, right before the first distribution of property taxes. And we have to hold agency payments and give them double payments next month in order to fully fund, you know, to fund us to the highest degree possible with that weird cycle of revenue. So that's why you don't see any agency payments. What's going on? Two pages.
Is this something we vote to approve, right? Or to receive? I can't remember which it is.
To receive.
So I make a motion that we receive these reports of expenditures.
Second.
Thank you.
Hello?
Is that me? Yes.
Yeah. Jane Sprandl?
Yes.
John Paul Joachim?
Yes.
Matt Hausman?
Yes.
Daphne Maurer?
Yes.
Elaine Palencia?
Yes.
Joe Omosagye?
Yes.
Kyle, did I call your name?
Nope, but yes.
No, but yes.
Yeah. I feel like I should say, parting is such sweet sorrow, but
yeah. Go ahead.
We need a motion to adjourn.
Yes, please.
I so move.
Second. John seconds. Have a wonderful rest of the evening and see you in 2 or 3 weeks or something like that. 2 weeks. Take care. Have fun. Have a good holiday.
Bye. Thank you. Thanks, Lynn.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Thanks for the whole team for all you do. Thanks.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Take that out. Goodbye.